We'll now call Sussex County Board of Adjustment hearing back to order. We're case 12831. And is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12831 for Mr. Randy Winters?
If there is anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this case, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. Sir, do you want to come forward and say anything else?
Yeah.
You're welcome to come back up.
Do I have to swear in yet?
No.
I heard my neighbor mention the fact of the variance not being applied for. That was already in the attorney's hands at that point. So that process was all being handled by the attorney and took a while to get the survey that was required and some other details, you know, pictures and, you know, letters of consent or whatever you might want to call it. But so that took a period of time to get it to this date that we have. I did it as fast as I could, you know.
I understand it's a process.
Okay. I just wanted to say that. That's
yep.
All.
Understood.
All right. Thank you.
If I may speak, just
please.
One more thing. My client, Mr. Winters, has, as he spoke about, invested a substantial amount of money and time into this. And I believe, although we are asking for a 4.3 variance here, I believe he might be willing to make some concessions potentially with maybe the roof and the gutter, as we spoke about. So I believe he is open to working with you guys to make everything work.
Thank you.
That's all.
Mr. Winters, one more question, if you could come forward. I'm just curious, if this is not approved, I'm sure you've thought about your options. What are your options? What will happen?
I don't know. What would it be, an appeal process? I'm not familiar with it.
I'm just wondering what you would do as far as the building, what's there now.
Well, I don't know. According to fire code, you have to have a entrance or exit for, you know, a facility like that. So I don't want to be in violation of that.
No, you can't be.
So I have to have the entrance and the steps or the stairs or the deck or whatever you want to call it. The platform, I call it, due to the fact that my wife can walk safely out it. And
How much smaller could you make it safely?
I really don't know if I could. It's not as big as going out the front. I mean, it's back, less than the back half of the home. I mean, I might be able to cut it down some, but I'd block windows and everything else with the shower, and I'm not sure.
I understand.
Yeah, maybe I can gain a couple feet. I don't know. But as far as the distance from the home, I don't see where I can cut it down any, you know, going towards the neighbor. The only way it would be the length, but I don't think that's an issue with anything.
Anything else from the board?
As far as the existing variance.
Get your mic, Mr.
Yep. The existing variance, that would cover, that doesn't just cover the shower, so that would cover a roof, anything in that distance. Is that correct?
So the variance as approved in 2002 was a 1.4 foot variance in the 5-foot north side yard setback for an existing outdoor shower. So that was only pertaining as to the existing shower at that time.
Okay.
It does not give a blanket for any structures else to project.
Thank you.
Mr. Corman, if you may, I have a question for the applicant, perhaps
Mr. Church?
Attorney. Mr. Churchman, come on. Mr. Churchman, you had referenced that your client was willing to make some concessions. The board is not a negotiating body, but one of the things that we do have to have is a firm presentation as what is being proffered by and applied for by the applicant. From what Mr. Winters has indicated, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Winters, is that you don't believe you could reduce the size of the side yard encroachment, but you potentially could reduce the length of it such that perhaps less square footage may encroach. Is that what I'm hearing correctly?
I don't know. There's a door. There's about that much space, not the 3 feet of the shower like it is. It's more like that, and then there's two windows there. And then okay. The shower was to the far side of the windows, which is why I guess it was there, so it didn't block. And that's on the tail end of the trailer.
So one of the critical standards is that the variances that you're requesting are the minimum variances to afford relief. So I'm just trying to hammer that down so that we know what is specifically being asked for and what you believe to be the minimum. I don't want to pin you down, but I think we have to know that because that goes in the document.
Right. I thought I was at the minimum where I have things. They've asked me to eliminate the shower. I'd hate to eliminate something that's useful and that has been granted a variance in the past. Basically, I was just upgrading it from deterioration. The gutter, if you wanted it, I could install, capture any rainwater, and redirect it away from the neighbors, if that's an issue. I can trim some of the roof back to do that. Other than that, I'd still need to put the handrails for my wife's use and safety as far as anybody falling. I'm assuming the codes require that anyhow, handrail. Which there was none prior to that. There was no, just the steps, there's nothing. That's why I'm trying to do this the right way.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12831 for Mr. Randy Winters and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12381 for Mr. Randy Winters. I think the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I think the variance does not represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
I have a motion. So with that, the motion dies?
That's correct.
And I'll entertain a motion.
If I'd like to make a motion and I want to make a revision to it as far as the roof goes, should that be stated? Because it's difficult here because you don't know where the handrails are. You know, if I had a solid picture of it, that'd be easier for me to go with. But can I state that the guttering must be no further out than the handrails? Would that be?
You
would
could,
that
you
be
could,
a proper way of?
You could condition it in that fashion.
That?
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion to approve case number 12831 with the condition that the guttering not stretch out further than the actual end of the handrail of the walking area that's closest to the neighboring property. I believe that there are some, that it does have unique physical conditions. I believe that it's the dilapidated nature of the porch was not created by the applicant, and the need to have something steady for someone with a health issue. I don't believe that was any of that was created by the applicant. I believe it will, I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I believe there are many homes in there that do have very similar situations, and I believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second. A motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Nay.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote of 3-1. Sir, your case is approved.